My friends, you know, with the Beatitudes that Jesus gives us, there are 9 of them, and they are arranged in a very specific order. And the last 3 Beatitudes of the 9 indicate the 3 different levels of serving that we can serve God, and specifically the Lord Jesus. The 7th one being, blessed are the peacemakers. So anyone can aspire to that, even if you don't believe in God, because if you're a peacemaker, you can be called the child of God. And then the 8th one is those that are persecuted for, blessed are those persecuted for the sake of righteousness. So not only if you're a peacemaker, but also if you're someone that strives after holiness, maybe even accessible to other religions, that you can find a type of blessedness and happiness, a spiritual joy. But the last one is reserved especially for those that believe in God, and particularly for Jesus Christ, those that are hated and spoken of falsely on account of the name of Jesus. Well, my friends, what if I can present to you a very easy way for you to reach that 9th level of blessedness, that 3rd stage of serving where you can be hated for serving the Lord Jesus. In today's video, I will explain to you how to make this happen, how to reach this high level of holiness, and all at the tip of your fingers. My friends, this is Alvaro Ontariano, and this is the channel Uniquely Mary, where we explore everything Blessed Mother in through our faith, through the catechism, through apparitions, through our own personal experiences, through the teachings of the saints. And currently we're going through this episode, this series on purgatory that started just after the month of November. We had that whole month dedicated to the souls in purgatory. And now I'm focusing on this wonderful book called Get Us Out of Here, which is just a wonderful, wonderful book. I'll, again, put a link to it and talk a little bit more about it if you don't know more about it, but we've been going through several chapters and we continue in today's chapter. But before we even continue, first hit the like if you like the video, subscribe if you're a new visitor, and especially put a comment down, suggestions for future video topics, or ways that I can make this channel better. And before we even continue, we need to pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed Virgin Mary, we place this and everything we do under your patronage, under your most precious and immaculate mantle, and we call to you the way that the souls in purgatory call to you. Mary, Star of the Sea, that you can be the shining star that guides us towards Jesus, just as the Bethlehem star guided the wise men towards Jesus. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, I come to you with great joy because this video is being made right now. A year 2020, season of Christmas. Today is the 3rd day of Christmas. You know, we have 12 days of Christmas, beginning with the 24th, going all the way to January 6th, the traditional day, the Feast of the Epiphany. And today we are on the 26th, so we are in that 3rd day of ever-increasing joy. And one of the reasons why the Church does these different octaves, for instance, the Christmas, the Easter octave, there's a few others that I can't recall just immediately, is a sense of increasing celebration. So Christmas doesn't end with Christmas, it begins with Christmas. And it hits its high point on January 1st, the end of the octave, and then it goes even further to the 12th day. So it's beyond, it's the octave of octaves. Maybe you can say it's really the first one. And so it's a tremendous time that we can be celebrating. And did you know that in this book, Maria Sima, she talks about the day in the calendar in which most of the souls of purgatory are released, or the most souls in purgatory are released. And it's not November 2nd. No, it's not that other feast you were thinking of, although you were pretty close. It is Christmas. Christmas is the day in which the most souls in purgatory are released. What an awesome thing to think about, that the gift given to those people, entrance into heaven. So we've been going through different topics. We've been talking about what purgatory is, in general, the different levels, fasting and praying for them, the power of the Mass. And in today's video, I'm going to tell you how you can be hated for Jesus. how you can, yes, become like one of the martyrs where you were hated for Jesus and you reach that ninth level of blessedness. Blessed are you who are persecuted and spoken of falsely and hated because of my name, because the prophets before you had that same treatment. Blessed are you. Rejoice and jump on that day. Of course, I'm paraphrasing the Beatitude. I can't quote scripture word for word, but I know the essence of what it's saying. So today we're going to talk about the Rosary. The Rosary. She has a small little section, chapter 15, if you're following with me in the book, chapter 15. And just listen to what she says, because this is truly good news and truly amazing, something that we have at our fingertips. So again, this is Nikki Eltz interviewing Maria Sima with the book Get Us Out of Here. So in talking about her experience from encountering the souls in purgatory, she is asked, how do you feel about the Rosary? And Maria says, oh, it is so important. Yes, the Rosary is so very healing and such a great source of peace, and in a special way for families who pray together. So if you are struggling in your family, get anyone in your family that you can, even if it's one or two children or your spouse or whomever, bring them together to pray and pray as a group. In fact, I have an ongoing prayer group that prays the Rosary every night at 9 p.m. If you would like to join us, I will put a number right here or right here. I'll put it somewhere on the video so you can join us. It's a constant and consistent Zoom ID number. So every night at 9 p.m., pray the Rosary with us. How awesome, and we'll pray for the souls in purgatory. But listen to what she says. She says, Satan truly hates the Rosary for that very reason. I said it. I did it. If you want to be hated by Satan, if you want to do something that the devil hates, and you want to be hated for loving Jesus and become like one of those great saints, it's the Rosary. It's right there. It was right there all along. But now you can pray it with so much more intentionality. When you hold those beads, don't you shake in fear, because those beads make Satan shake in fear, because he knows their power, and especially when you pray for the Rosary. Now listen to this story. I want you to listen to this story, which is just so awesome. I have to read the whole thing. So that those of you that are kind of ADD and can't stick with the whole video, you have to stick to the whole video this time. So she says this. This is awesome. The following happened on December 16th, 1964. In a minute, you'll understand why I even remember the exact date. On that day, I came home tired, but saw that there was a big pile of mail that had arrived. I said to myself I would quickly look through it, but answer only the two most urgent letters. I picked the two and discerned that what was necessary in both families was a family rosary, and that it would eliminate the distress that both families were experiencing. So I sat down and pulled out my folder of stationery and envelopes. I put it in the center of the table here, opened it, and removed two sheets of paper, two envelopes. As is my habit, I started to address the envelopes before writing the letters. Suddenly, there was a very shrill whistle, and Satan was standing over here to my right. Can you imagine the fear? He was in the form of a somewhat dark, good-looking 30-year-old man, and he was glaring at me with a vicious and boiling hate. I ignored him and continued addressing the envelope. Then I smelled smoke, and that got me by surprise. I even looked inside the folder and to open the window, nothing. Then I thought, I haven't lit anything yet today. It must be at my neighbor's. Then I looked to the right again, and Satan had taken the two sheets of paper, pulled them to the edge of the table, and laid his hands on them. There was a perfectly black, burned area on the sheet where he had just placed his hand, and it was that which I had smelled. I ordered him in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, to depart, which he then quickly did. Something you can do if that ever happens to you. I then finished my two letters and at first wanted to throw away the burnt sheets, but I noticed that only the top one of the two was burnt away and the bottom one was merely darkened. So I thought I better show this to my priest, and he was very grateful that I hadn't thrown it away, because he wanted to have a physics laboratory in Innsbruck study it. This because, in his opinion, it was a physical impossibility to burn only the top of one of the two sheets without also burning away the bottom one. So he sent the sheets to them, asking them if they could do the same. After 3 months, they returned them saying that it was impossible to do and that he must have been mistaken about the second sheet having been under the burned one. No, I had not been mistaken. She actually shows a picture of it in the book, which maybe I'll try to put a picture in this video. Well, in short, that is how much Satan hates Rosary. Remember, she was writing these letters to these two families telling them to pray the Rosary as a family, and it was precisely what Satan did not want her to say. So in different places, in connecting this story to things that she says about the souls in purgatory, the Rosary is a powerful means both for your family living, but also for the souls in purgatory, because we are praying the life of Jesus. Think of it as the Mass prayed out in an extended time, meditating on it, thinking through the life of Jesus, using the powerful prayer that Jesus teaches us of the Our Father, which many of us underestimate, using the words of Scripture which form the Hail Mary, giving glory to God through the Glory Be, using the prayer at Fatima, using the creed, the belief of the Church, and then surrounding these by the mysteries of the life of Jesus and Mary. Thinking of it that way, you can see why this prayer is so powerful, so filled with graces, so miraculous, both for those needing prayers in purgatory, as well as those here on earth. She also gives a final story about souls in purgatory praying with her the Rosary. She was asked, "Has a poor soul ever appeared to you asking that you pray a Rosary with him or her?" She responds, "Yes, that happens. One time I can remember now was in the 50s as I was taking a train from Ludens. It was a day when many people were traveling, so I chose, as I often do anyway, the last car of the train. I got in and soon found a compartment with only one woman sitting in it, so I joined her. I had not even settled in when she proceeded to pull a Rosary out of her bag, saying, 'Now here is somebody who will pray a Rosary with me.' My very first thought was, 'If you do this with everybody, it's no wonder that you're sitting all alone.' But of course, I was happy to pray with her, and while we did, no one else entered our compartment. Upon finishing it, she said, 'Thanks be to God,' and was gone instantly. So there I was, sitting alone in the empty compartment, with many people milling around everywhere else. Not for a second until then did I have an inkling that she had been a poor soul." Awesome. Wow. That story just sends kind of shivers down my spine. That's unbelievable. My friends, do you want to be in that last stage of blessedness? Pray the Rosary. Satan hates it and will hate you for loving Jesus in that way. Do you want to have a profound impact on the souls in purgatory, alleviating their sufferings out of love for Jesus? Pray the Rosary. Offer that prayer through the Blessed Mother to Jesus, and it will greatly alleviate their suffering and bring healing to your family. Thank you, my friends, for joining us in today's video. It's always a pleasure to make these out of service for you, out of love for God. And follow us and continue with us as we continue exploring this book in upcoming videos. Have a beautiful and blessed day.